not be much we can do about the situation around the world as of right now, but at least we can talk about it. Ron on the line from Hayward, you're on the Giant 68 KNBR with Leo Laporte.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Ron.
How you doing?
Well, you know. Rod, I guess it is, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
first,
hanging.
I'd like to say this should be an 800 number.
I'm sorry, it's not.
Well,
we'll work on it.
Next, I'd like to say that I think burning the flag is a slap in the face of every American. And I think people should have respect for the flag. And if protesters are going to burn the flag, people are not going to side with them.
I don't think a lot of these protesters are much worried if anybody's going to side with them, unfortunately. They're not seeming to win some
well,
many converts.
I hate to say this, but I think those protesters, they shouldn't be here right now. They should be with Saddam Hussein.
Well, no, I don't agree with that either. I think we have the right to protest. We have the right to burn the flag. Supreme Court said we did.
Well, just because the Supreme Court says it's okay doesn't mean it's okay.
That's one of the liberties that we're fighting for, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not a liberty to burn the flag.
Well, I beg to differ. The Supreme Court says it is.
What's that?
Supreme Court says it's a First Amendment
right. I don't
right.
care what the Supreme Court says. If you don't have respect for your country and your flag, you shouldn't even be here.
Well, I would distinguish between a flag and a country. That's, I think, a big difference. Flag's a piece of cloth. A country is 250 million people who have the right to disagree with one another, and I think this is one night many of us do disagree. Don on the line from San Francisco, you're on the Giant 68 KNBR.
Hi, Leo.
Thanks for calling, Don.
I'm a retired Air Force officer, and I just wanted to put out the word that basically I appreciate the way the president is handling this thing. He's going all out, no holes barred. I've been in Vietnam, I've been in other things, and when you go in there with your hands tied behind your back or you get Congress involved, it's kind of scary because you really aren't in control of the situation. And right now, if Congress will stay out of it, they've turned it over to the military and let them, you know, take the action, go in there and clean house, I think we'll be all right.
You've seen air action before. Have you ever seen anything like what happened tonight?
No. I tell you what, I've seen raids on North Vietnam and things like that, and I don't believe that I've ever heard of anything close to this. The only thing might be close to some of the large bombing raids in Germany in World War II, and that, you know, in that type of situation.
President,
I don't think
President.
That probably the number of sorties, the number of aircraft is anywhere close to that.
I hope we're not going to do to Baghdad what we did to Dresden.
I don't think so. I think that they've done it, as they said, surgically. They've gone in there to hit the targets to prevent casualties, and it appears that that's come true, that they're doing that. They're trying to minimize the casualties to U.S. and to Iraqi civilians.
Were you surprised at the effectiveness of the technology, much of it unproven?
No, I really wasn't. I've been around, like I said, I was in the military over 20 years, and a lot of our weapon systems, yes, had not been proven, but they've been tested, they've been used in exercises and things like this. So I really wasn't surprised. I think a lot of people were surprised. And I think we should, you know, a lot of people don't give the military the credit for what they've done, what they can do if people say, here's your job, go do it.
It's pretty amazing what we were able to do last night.
I think it's going to take a little longer to really, you know, sort out what happened. But I really feel like that they've made a major dent by what they did last night in making this very short and not dragging it on.
Well, if you're going to fight, this is the way to do it.
I agree.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call.